Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. Along with the Life Support Outreach Church, we are so excited to be back on our radio broadcast at this time, giving reverence to God, who is the head of my life, and to everyone in their respective places, to Apostle Dean and every one of you. I just thank and praise God for an opportunity to be in our Sunday afternoon worship service. And today, we're going to get ready to call our worship to order. We're going to have a short devotion. We're going to have a song. We're going to have a scripture and a prayer. Amen. Amen.
Get the judge, he's got me.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. I'm going to get ready to read a scripture. We'll be reading from Psalms 90. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountain were brought forth, or even thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, return ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday, when it is past and it's as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as a sleep in the morning. They are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourishes and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withered. For we are consumed by thy anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thy anger, even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long, and let it repent thee concerning thy servant. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to thy days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servant, and thy glory unto thy children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands establishes thou it. I have just read you from Psalms 90 in its entirety. May God add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come this afternoon humbly before your throne of grace, God, asking you to forgive us, Lord, for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, just confessing our sins. And then we ask you to forgive us of our sins. And then we ask you to cleanse us from every known and unknown sin. Just wash us in the blood of Jesus on today, and cleanse our mind, and cleanse our thought, and cleanse our heart on today. We first of all come asking you to bind up the strong man from our lives today. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you today to bind up the strong man, bind him up, cast him out, command him to go from our lives in the name of Jesus. Then I ask you to bind the strong man from this radio broadcast in the mighty name of Jesus. Bind him, Lord. Cast him out and command him to go in the name of Jesus. I ask you now to change the atmosphere of our radio broadcast on today. Put a shift in it. Send your anointing in the name of Jesus. We know you in control, God, of everything that we're doing on this radio broadcast and our worship service. And we ask you today to let me decrease, and that the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, will minister to us in the name of Jesus. Father, we'll be so careful to give you all the praise and to give you all the glory. And in Jesus' name we pray. And for your glory, amen. Amen. And we just thank and praise God today. We thank God for an opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on today, and we just thank God that you all are with us, and we still standing when we didn't did everything else. God say stand strong in his strength, because our weakness make him perfect, his strength perfect in us. So we got to stand strong in the name of Jesus. We're gonna I'm gonna open up our testimony service today. God is a good God, and he sure been good to us, because we hear and God been good to us. I'm telling you. So I'm gonna start it off just by saying, Lord, I thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for starting me on my way. I thank God for just looking over that song I just played for the devotion. It says, it's just another day that the Lord has blessed me. The song my mama used to sing all the time. It's just another day that the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all danger, seen and unseen. God is a good God, because we don't know when we're walking into danger. We're just going and doing and being. But God is always on job. He always there with us. He's always dispatching angels. Watch over her. Watch over him. God does. And I thank God today that he sent his angels to give them charge over us, lest we dash our foot against the stone. I thank God on today. He is awesome. He is an awesome God. So I thank him for everything that he does. I thank God for waking us up. I thank God for my health and strength. I thank God that I'm in my right mind. I thank God that I know his word and that I know him. I thank God on today. He is an awesome God. He's perfect. He's perfect. And I give God praise. And I give him glory. I give God praise and glory. And I just thank him for everything that he do and everything that he says. I love him on today. And believe me, I repent of every negative word, every negative thing that I say, and everything that I do that's not like God. I repent today. And God know my heart. So I give him glory and I give him praise on today. Do we have any more testimonies on today before we go on?
Praise God, praise God.
Praise God.
Okay, I just basically want to thank him for just being who he said he is. And I
yes.
just want to thank him for just allowing breath in my body.
Yes.
And
yes, Lord.
I basically have to, you know, consider that being thankful for what I have, that
Amen.
I would end up with more. And that if I don't necessarily concentrate on what I don't have, I would never end up with enough. So I just want to thank God that I am so
yeah.
thankful that I'm not focused
yeah.
on what I don't have, because I won't
yeah.
end up with more. I just thank him for what I do have and expressing
yeah.
gratitude to him and appreciating him. Not just
yeah.
only by uttering the word thankful, but to live by it. I thank you, God. Thank
yes,
you.
Lord.
Thank you, God.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Awesome, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I thank
Hallelujah.
You, God, for just being who you said you were. Thank you, God.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Yes.
Pray my faith in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We have any more testimonies. Hallelujah. God is a good God. I thank him too. He is a good God. God will do just what he say. He'll do it. He will do it. Amen. We're going to have a song then if there is no more testimony. Yes, God is a wonderful God. He won't go back on his word. I know that.
Can you imagine standing before the King? Oh, I can't only imagine what it would be like when I'm alone. By yourself, I could only imagine what must be when you fade. As you told me, I can only imagine. I could only imagine.
We love you.
Imagine what it would be like. That's all right. We're going to get ready to go into the Word of God now. Okay, we're going to be coming from the book of John, chapter 17. The book of John, chapter 17, and it's really this whole chapter, but it's really the whole chapter of 17, but my main verses are from verse 15 to verse 23 or 24. And I'll just read them. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast seen me unto the world, sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sake I sanctify myself, that thou also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one. As thou, Father, art in me, and I am in thee, that they also may be one, that the word may believe that thou hast sent me, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and the glory which thou givest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Those are the main verses, but today I want to just talk a little bit about Jesus, the intercessor. Jesus Christ, the intercessor. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just ask you right now to move me, and let the Holy Spirit minister to us today. Teach us today on your word, Lord. Let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase. I ask you to anoint our our ears and our mind, open up our minds and our hearts, that we may be receptive to the things and receive them. In the name of Jesus, I pray and ask it all. Amen. Amen. What is a disciple? A disciple is a follower, one who follows the teaching of his appointed leader. And if you have confessed Christ as your Savior and been baptized into the body of Christ, you are a disciple. You are a disciple if you follow Christ. You are a disciple if you believe in Christ. You are a disciple if you're devoted to Christ. You are a disciple if you are a student, a scholar, or a pupil of Christ. As disciples, there are certain attributes or certain part of our character Christ desires we should have. Though there are many others, there are all subcategories of these three. They all come from these three. I'm going to put it like that. These three, to Bruce, are a disciple's essential. They're essential to the disciples to spread the gospel throughout the world. You can't be effective. You can't be an effective disciple of Christ if you don't have these three. You can't move stones, let alone about mountains, if you don't have these three. You can't convert sinners if you don't have these three. So the first one, because I'm kind of cutting through my sermon because I know we don't have a lot of time. The first one, and let me just say this, because I didn't really go. Jesus, the Son of God, Savior, prays for us. I don't know how many of us know this, but I'm letting you know right now. Jesus intercedes for us. Jesus know what's going on with us day by day, and he go to the Father for us. He's sitting right on the right-hand side of the Father, and he prays and intercedes for us. So the first thing Jesus prayed for was our purity. He said, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of this world, even as I'm not of the world. God's plan is not to remove us from danger or opposition, but to preserve us in the midst of it. He did Daniel in the lion's den, and so many others. He didn't take them out of the situation. He just strengthened them to go through it. God has strengthened us. God intends for us to be a witness to his truth in the midst of evil. He wants us to stand in the midst, because he's going to strengthen us. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. So we got to be strong in God. He's not going to move us from opposition. He's not going to move us from the situation that we're going through, but he praying for us that we make it through. He give us the strength, because if we did things our way, we'd rather fix the problem than fix up. We'd rather pray for God to punish our enemies instead of asking God for the strength to endure and ask God to bless our enemies. And show them where they need to come on up with it, and bless them, Lord, and forgive them for what they've done and said and done against us. We'd rather steal their joy and show them that, but we should show them that the joy of our, we should show them the joy of our salvation. And rather, we remove their peace than to grant them peace. These are things that we would do if we was of ourselves. We allow ourselves to get stuck, cancer of lust. You see what I'm saying? By the malaria of gossip, by the false bite of hatred, by the gangrene of envy, by the acne of bitterness. God don't want that. But those thoughts are outside of God's will. We're not supposed to think. That's why when you see me praying, when you hear me praying, I'm praying and asking God to forgive my enemy. Forgive those that try to despitefully misuse me. Forgive those that say all manner of evil against me. And bless them with the blessings that they stand in need of. Forgive those that ever hurt me or done anything to me. God will do it. But we got to have that kind of heart to ask God. Because he's waiting to see where we are. He's waiting to see if we're going to have the malaria of gossip and we're going to talk about this person and talk, or we're going to hate somebody. The first step in building a disciple's foundation of faith is to pray for them. See, God offers us his purity. It's a lot of times I say, Lord, let me pray for my enemies. Let me love my enemies with the love of God. Because Deborah love won't do it. Because Deborah don't have that kind of love. But if I love them with the love of Christ, it's going to be the right kind of love. God wants us to love them the right way. He said, love your neighbor as yourself. Love your enemy. We got to love them because it's the enemy using them and hate what they do, whatever sin it is. Hate that, but don't hate them. Jesus prayed for his disciples in unity. He said, neither pray I for these alone, but for men also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in them. Thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. See, the Lord tells us in his word that if he is in us, if we are in him and his word is in us, we can ask anything we want to. We can ask anything, and God will do it for us. See, I got that very scripture, and I ate on that scripture. I say, Lord, you said if you and me, or I'm in you, and your word is in me, that I can come to you and ask what I will, and you'll do it for me. So today I'm coming, and I'm asking for this, and I'm coming this day, and I'm asking for that. And God wants you to bring his word to him so he can perform it and show you I'm going to keep my word and just trust what I say and believe in what I say. And I'm going to show you what I'm going to do. It may not come when you want it to come, but it's always going to be on time. Always going to be on time. So we got to make sure that we in Christ and Christ's word is down on the inside of us. It's got to be down in our heart in order for it to work like God wants us to work. How he sacrificed purity for us. He asking God to bless us with purity. He wants us to be purified. He wants us to be sanctified. He wants us to be set apart for his use, for his glory. Jesus is praying for us. Jesus praying for us. He interceding, asking God to do this for us. He wants us to come in unity. Because a house divided will not stand. If we divided from one another, it won't work. It's not going to stand. One going to go one way and one going to go another way. We got to have unity in the house in the name of Jesus. God is calling for us to have unity. Jesus just prayed for us. He prayed for our unity as his bride. You know, he's coming back church without spot or wrinkle, so he's coming back for the bride of the church, that we might all submit, not just to him, but to each other, to give others more honor than we give ourselves, to give others more love than we give ourselves, to give others more care than we give ourselves. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and everyone members one for another, or one of another. We got to remember that. God give our heart and change our heart so we can love other people, that we can honor other people, that we can uplift and encourage other people. That's what God do. He want us to do this. That's how your blessings come. That's when God honors you and lifts you up. That's when he loves you even the more. That's how he loves and cares for you. The more, because you uplifting others. You doing this for other people. You showing love to other people. God see you. God see you. And God to do this and do that and do this and do that. The body of Christ, he praying that the body of Christ that submit to his authority, yield to his leadership, and surrender to his will. He asking the body of Christ to trust in his word and to sit at his feet and believe on his name. He asking the body of Christ that follow in his footsteps. No division. Perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. That's out of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. How is your faith or our faith foundation? If you have purity and unity, then you're ready for the final building block, the third attribute. Finally, Jesus prayed for our glory, and the glory which thou givest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them, and thou hast loved me. I in them, and thou in me, Christ in us, and God in Christ, we are one. He said, I don't care what part of the body you are, you're one with me. Long as you're one with me, you're good. And what does all this mean? I mean that we're meant to radiate the presence of God. Nobody has to tell you. You don't have to ever wear a sign on your back saying, I'm a minister, I'm a preacher. They ought to be able to look at you and tell you that the glory of God is all over you, because God prayed that God's glory would shine through us. Our countenance would be a glory full of shining from God, full of glory, full of splendor from God. You only need a little of God's glory to teach a Bible study class or to sing a solo. You only need a little of God's glory to pray for a hurting person, someone in pain, or someone going through something. You only need a little of God's glory to carry someone else's burden or your own burden. When we are at our worst, God is at his best. Remember that. When we down and out and we don't see God doing nothing, He's always up to something. When we are full of sin, God is full of salvation for us. When we are full of darkness, God is full of light. When we are full of hell, God is full of, fill us up with heaven. When we are full of heartache, God will fill us up with hope. God's glory is denounced and doubted and despised, but it can't be diminished. The more the world mocks his glory, the brighter it shines, because his glory is infallible and indestructible. They can't touch it. When it speaks, when it speak of God's glory, you can perform the impossible. You can accept the unchangeable. You can overcome the infallible. You can confront the unpredictable. You can brave the unavoidable and forgive the unforgivable with just a speck of God's glory. His glory so powerful. When you just have a little of God's glory, people gonna notice you. Demons gonna tremble. They gonna notice that you got some of God's glory on you, and they ain't gonna wanna be by you, period. Mess with you, period, because you got the glory of God shining through your face and your countenance. People walking around, I'm a little different about you. I don't know that you changed makeup. What's going on? You know, what kind of makeup is that? What you doing? Did you put on your eyelashes? Or did you do your eyebrows? It ain't nothing but the glory of God shining through your face and through your countenance. Baby, I would rather have God's glory over me than anything else, because God's glory is powerful. Christ prayed for us. He prayed for purity. He prayed for unity, and he prayed for glory. He prayed that these three attributes would empower us. His grace with mercy with the miserable, his forgiveness with the fugitive, his salvation with the sinners, his peace with the perplexed, and his blessings with the burden. If you are Christ's disciple, you got all this going for you. And I'm telling you today, after all that he prayed for us, the very next day, or the same day, that's when the people came and got him to crucify him, because he wanted the Father to know, I want my children blessed. I want them to have unity. I want them to be purified. I want them to be sanctified. I want them to be blessed. I want them to have the glory of God on them. So where I'm going, they'll be there also. I'm going to prepare a place for them. And if I'm there, they're going to be there also, because I have a many men that I'm going to build for my people. So after that, they went and they came and got him. And they took him from judgment hall to judgment hall, right there in chapter 18 of John. And he started going through all the things he had to go through, all the things he had to sacrifice, all the stuff he gave up. He didn't say a mumbling word. They beat him and spit on him and whooped him and they cut him and pierced him in his side, and water and blood came streaming out. He still didn't say one mumbling word. And when he did say something, he said, Father, Father, forgive them. But they don't know what they're doing. They're my babies. I love them. Please forgive them and don't hurt them. Don't kill them. They crucified him. He still was praying for us. That's what God wants. That's an attribute God wants for us. I don't care how bad it looks. I don't care what can happen. You still ask God to forgive that person. They don't know what they're saying, and they don't know what they're doing. But, Lord, we calling on you today. We need you today, and we can't make it without you. The Jesus was up on the cross talking to two thieves. let one of them know you're going to be with me in paradise because your heart is fixed and your mind made up. But Jesus died out on the cross, but he didn't die till he asked God to forgive us for the things we was doing in the name of Jesus. But he died right there. He hung his head in the locks of his shoulders and gave up the ghost. He asked his father not to forsake him. Don't leave me here too long. I want to go where you're going. But he went on and died. He didn't have to. God could have snatched him out and killed every one of them. But he gave his life. They didn't take his life. He gave up his life for us. And I thank God on today that Jesus died on the cross. In the name of Jesus, he died for you, and he died for me. He died that we may be purified. He died that we may be sanctified. He died that we may have glory upon us. I thank God on today that Jesus died, and he rose on the third day morning. God raised him up with all power. Oh, all power in his hand, in the name of Jesus. He had all authority. He had all power, everything that he needed, in the name of Jesus. And I thank God that he didn't come down. He stayed right there. He stayed right there for you and for me, that we can have glory, that we can be purified, that we can be sanctified. In the name of Jesus, God got us on his mind. God got us in his heart. I thank God today. God is with us every minute, every second, every hour of the day. I thank God today. I thank him. I thank God that he's my shepherd, and I shall not walk. He made me lie down in the green pastures. He lead me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. I thank God today. He don't have to do what he do for us, but I thank him today. And we better always keep our hands in the hands of God. Don't take your hand out of God's hand in the name of Jesus. I don't care what happens. Don't you take your hand out of God's hand. Don't you do so much that God can't forgive you. God can forgive you for anything except for blaspheming of the Holy Ghost. And we don't want to do that. So I thank God on today. I thank God that he prayed for us. It's a blessing, a privilege, and an honor to have Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Healer, our Provider. And God to do this and do that for us. I don't only pray for you, but Jesus Christ prayed for he left this world. And I thank God for his prayers on today. He's an intercessor. And I thank God on today. So I give God praise on today. And I give him glory today. We're going to get ready to go in our altar prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come humbly before your throne of grace today, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come today, Father, just giving you praise and giving you glory and magnifying your holy name, Lord. We come just worshiping you, Lord. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness, Lord. We just thank you today. Thank you how you take care of us. Thank you how you cover us in your blood. Thank you, Lord. And in the name, we need you today, Lord. And we can't make it without you today. And we need you, Lord, to reach way down in the name of Jesus and put your hand on us. Just touch us a little while, Lord. And we need you today. And we ain't perfect, Lord, but with you, Lord, all things are perfect. All things are possible. We need you on today, and we can't make it without you. We need you, Lord, and we need you. We know you are provider.
families, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I'm asking you today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, just walk with us. Oh, yeah, walk with us, Lord, and we need you to be in us, as being that we may be in you, that your word can be in us, that we can ask you whatever it is, Lord, and you will do it. We want to be able to satisfy you. Our desires is to please you, Lord, and we want to please you, that you may do whatever it is that we need you to do for other people as we pray and intercede, Lord, and that you will answer our prayers when we pray. Lord, I ask you to cover everybody under the sound of my voice. I know you're going to do it because you're the God that I pray to. You, Jesus, the Christ, you are our Redeemer. You everything that we need. I know you, Lord, and you know me, and I thank you for today. I'm asking you right now, Lord, to send angels to destroy the works of the devil. Send your angels. Send your word and destroy the works of the enemy today. Destroy the works of the enemy today. In the name of Jesus, they have no power over your children. Over your children. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you today, to blind them now, to kill them now. In the name of Jesus, he have no power. You didn't give it to him, Lord. You left it with us. In the name of Jesus, your power and your authority. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you praise. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you today to look down on the world today, all over the earth, and bless your people all over the earth, your children, men, women, boys, and girls all over the earth. We need you. This earth needs you. This earth belongs to you and the fullness thereof. In the name of Jesus, we all need you, Lord, and we don't know what to do, and we don't know what's going on. All I know is you being crucified, and that Christ being crucified. And Lord, I thank you today. I give you glory, and we depending on you to take us through, to keep us covered, whatever happens, it happens, Lord, and you keep us covered in the name of Jesus. Lord, I give you praise on today. I give you glory. I ask you to bless every member of the Entire Men, Women Award and the Life Support. Bless them, Lord. You know who they are. You know where they are. Lord, take care of them. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what it seemed like. Bless them. Forgive them. Bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you praise. I ask you to bless Apostle Dean, keep him covered in the blood, and all of us, Lord. Bless our enemies. Bless those that try to despitefully misuse us. Bless those that talk about us, say negative things, Lord. Just bless them anyway. Bless them with the blessing they stand in need of, Lord. Bless them, God. Bless, I ask you to bless President Trump and all of those people, Lord, and all of them, Lord. I ask you to bless them and keep them covered under the blood, because it's you that we look to and not to them. Because you, Father, is still in control. You still handling us. We belong to you. We don't belong to them. And we thank you today. We thank you that we belong to you. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. We just thank and praise God on today for his goodness, for his great grace. We just thank God today. I thank him today for all that he do, all that he do. I thank God. God is such a good God. And I want you to always remember that God intercedes for us. The Holy Spirit does it. But God prayed for us before he left here. And he asked the Father to purify us. He asked him and prayed for him. He said, don't take him out of this life, but if you just would purify him, Lord, sanctify him, set him apart, put my glory on them, they'll be all right. They'll make it. They're going to be okay. Because they and me, and my word is in them. And they can come and ask what they will. And I'm going to do it for them because they asked me. I thank God today. We're going to get ready to get off. I thank and praise God. I want to hold you longer than I'm supposed to, but God is so good. His word is true. Just believe in his word. Believe on the Lord. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. God is perfect, and his son is perfect. So I thank and praise God on today. Father, we thank you right now for being with us through our radio broadcast. We give you glory and we give you praise for it, Lord. I thank you for everyone that's under the sound of my voice. I thank you today, Lord. I ask you to keep them covered as they're going in, as they're coming out. Cover their families, each one of them, in the shed blood of Jesus. They encamp your angels all around them to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. You all have a blessed rest of the afternoon. God bless y'all. I love you, and God love you too. Have a good rest of the evening. Amen and amen. God bless.